We're going to have a little bit of fun for the next 10 minutes. We've been able to get hold of Father Christmas, Santa Claus, and Nick, whatever you'd like to call him, and we're going to have a talk to you. First of all, welcome, Santa.
Oh, yeah, that's me. It is Santa, yeah. But don't call me the big fat guy. I don't like that.
You don't like the big fat red guy?
No, I don't like that. No.
Well, you wouldn't be allowed to in this day and age.
Okay. I'm a bit old school, so I'm not quite sure what's allowed or not allowed in these days.
Oh, gee, I hope you're not smoking, Santa.
No. It's just a bit cold outside. I'm like I'm just going past your building right now. If you can look upstairs, you'll see me. I just see, a Rotary Club. That's where you are, isn't it?
No, Lions Club. I'm a Rotarian.
Oh, Lions Club.
But you can't say that.
I got the wrong building.
Well,
I got the wrong building.
Well, you've got a ruined Greg. You've ruined Greg's day. He's out there trying to wave to you. He's hoping you're going to drop him a present.
I got the wrong building.
Jeez, I hope you can do a better job of this on Christmas night for all the boys and girls.
I should have gone to Specsavers.
Hey, no ads on community radio. Santa, what do you think is going to be, when I was growing up, the major thing that people wanted was a bike. You really want a bike for Christmas. But nowadays, the kids don't want bikes. They want a lot more than that. Not so much, not more, but they want phones and iPads and that, don't they?
I don't mind all the smaller, the better it is, because the big sack, it's very heavy. So those bikes are very, and I'm a bit old now, so I like the idea of gift cards. Beautiful. The little gift cards, it's so small, and I can put a couple thousand in my bag, you know. The iPhones, I don't mind, but it's a little bit of budget. Mrs. Claus says that iPhone, the new iPhone, is like, it's a bit expensive. So what we decided... Hold on, Alan.
Yeah, go on.
Hold on. What we decided, we'll give them iPhones, but it's not very new. I got a couple iPhones, number 2 and number 3, because Mrs. Claus was able to buy them for a good price.
Cheap.
So that's what we're going to do. We're going to give them an iPhone... But it is not a number 515 or so. It's a number 2. Very nice. Or 3. If you're lucky, you get an iPhone number 3.
So now, listen, the reindeer's primed up. They're not going to go on strike for you, are they?
It doesn't really matter. I got my Harley Davidson as a backup. I don't mind this year. I got a flying Harley Davidson, believe it or not. You have to go with the times, Alan. You have to go a little bit with the times.
Well, we'll certainly hear you coming. How are you going to surprise all the boys and girls if you're on a Harley?
Well, they hear me coming, then. That's a big surprise. See Santa on a Harley. That's actually quite a nice attraction, huh?
Is it?
I'm sick of these fire trucks. You know how many times I have to climb on a fire truck on a Friday? Huh? You know how many gigs I have this Friday? Mulbach, Seville. Warburton. I have to be in Warburton at the water wheel about 5:30 on Friday. I have to do about 25 fire trucks.
You're making me cry. Santa, how do you... I want to know, because I want to know so I make sure how to circumvent the thing. How do I know, or how do you find out whether I've been naughty or nice?
Well, I got a book here right in front of me. Let me just open it up. And let me looking up at your station, 3YV, isn't it? Oh, no. Again, I'm so confused. It's Yarra Valley something.
Yarra Valley FM.
Oh, okay. Let me open it up. I see a couple names. I see David Oton. He's a naughty boy, that one. He is a naughty boy. I can't believe this. And he loves Kylie Minogue. You get sick of it on a Saturday.
Listen, I don't want to be sued, so be a bit careful.
Kylie Minogue, yeah. You get a bit sick of it if you listen to one record and you have to listen to 5 times Kylie Minogue on a Saturday morning. But anyway, then there is Dr. Rob. He is a good man, a good boy. He's a nice... I wonder what kind of doctor he is, though, but he is a good boy, so he's in a good list.
Yep.
Then there's this, not a name here, Darren something, Darren Apples, Adams. Darren Adams. He is a naughty boy too, huh? He isn't a naughty list, huh?
Be careful, he's Darren the boss. Adams.
There, I heard this Darren Adams eat all the chocolate in the station.
He didn't, did he?
Yeah. There is this lovely gentleman over there at the station, Mark. He puts chocolates for everyone. Yep. And as soon as Darren comes in the station, apparently, what happened to the chocolates?
Nah.
Darren eats them all. So he's on the naughty list. He's off my list. He won't even get an iPhone 1. And then we have this person, Alan. Alan, you ever heard about this guy?
Yeah, he's a nice guy, I'm told.
A nice guy, but naughty.
Oh, no.
Huh?
So he plays
all this classical, not classical, all the music, which is quite nice. Me and Mrs. Claus like the all the stuff, you know. But we're not into that. We're not into that new doof doof music.
But what's Alan done? No, I don't. Don't tell me. Don't tell me what he's done wrong.
I can only tell you what he's done right. I can't tell you what he's done wrong. You know.
Yeah, because you don't want to be sued.
He has an okay program. The program is on Wednesday afternoons. He does a lot of interviews. I don't know if you ever heard of it, but you probably don't listen to this station. Like so many of the presenters I heard, they don't listen to the station.
Why not?
I don't know. Then there is this nice guy. He's a good guy. He's on Friday morning, this shanky man.
Yeah, go on, tell me about him.
He is a good guy, but I can't stand him shouting. When he comes on 5 o'clock, he starts, it's a little bit too much for my ears, that one.
You can't cope with that, Santa.
No. I'm a bit old, you know, Alan. I'm a bit old.
Sandra, I'm going to have to go, but thank you for your time.
You got to go. Where you got to go to?
I got to go and do another interview.
Oh, okay. So I'm no good anymore then, huh? You
know, I didn't say that.
Young lady is there. I understand.
No, I wish it was. It's a guy named Izzy. I'd much rather be interviewing a nice young lady.
Izzy? Izzy. Oh, is he the country fan?
Izzy who?
Izzy who? He's a naughty boy, too.
Hey, hang on. You be careful.
Izzy is a naughty boy, too. I don't know. You're Izzy.
Tell me.
Izzy. Okay. No, okay, Alan.
Hang on. I should ask you, have you got a list of all the naughty girls? Izzy wants to buy it.
Naughty girls? The naughty girls working somewhere in Melbourne in a classy establishment.
Santa, look, I got to say, it's been a real ball, and thank you for your time.
Okay, well, be good, Alan.
I'll do my best.
I want to always be good at it.
Thanks, Santa. Bye.